Jerome Powell is keeping the top job at the Federal Reserve. Let's head down to the New York Stock Exchange and check in on markets after that decision with our very own Jared Blickery. Jared, you flagged an interesting move in Treasuries to us.
Yeah, I'm seeing the 10-year yield rise about 6 basis points right now to just shy of 1.60%, and the yield curve is expanding, and we're seeing financials in the leadership position today when it comes to the S&P 500 sector. So I think all of that is very telling that they're not expecting any kind of non-dovish, I'm not even going to say hawkish, but non-dovish surprises out of the Fed. Really glad that Yahoo Finance's Brian Chung can finally enjoy his coffee once again. I hope he's getting some right now. What I'm going to watch, continue to watch here is the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar index really made some big moves to the upside in the last couple of weeks, consolidated late last week, and it's just hovering around these highs right now. But we could see some big moves ahead just by the length of the consolidation period here. So going forward, that's going to be top of mind for me. That has important implications not only for the stocks we watch, but also Bitcoin as well. And really not a whole lot of action in Bitcoin over the weekend. I thought we might see something dramatic, but so far, I guess no news is good news.
Yeah, I guess, although it's not like it normally requires news in order to move. But when we're looking cross-asset elsewhere also, I think that the S&P and the NASDAQ have touched new records now. They were at those levels on Friday, so it doesn't seem like the market is definitely not concerned about this news. What else are you seeing sort of cross-asset? What kind of movement are we seeing in the Treasury market that's catching your attention off this?
Well, I look at real yields and I also look at break-evens. Those are the two components when we talk about the 10-year. And right now, real yields have been very depressed, and they were signaling that they might expect some hawkish action from the Fed. That's not the case this morning. And in fact, on the break-even side, we're seeing those push to the upside. So that means that inflation and inflation expectations are still built into the market as we see it right now. So this is good for risk assets right now, but I think it also means that it increases the likelihood, at least the market's saying that it increases the likelihood that eventually the Fed gets caught behind the eight ball and then has to act very quickly. But by that time, yields could be very much higher. So short term, probably good for liquidity. Longer term, we got to keep an eye on this.
All right, Jared Blickery, thanks so much.